ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
With the sixth pick in the 2017 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Jonathan Isaac from Florida State University.
Orlando is a seminal town now. Jonathan Isaac taken with the number six pick in last night's NBA Draft. Welcome in. It is 6 o'clock. We are live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show, and we want you to today. We want to get your thoughts on the Magic's moves last night. They take Jonathan Isaac with number 6. They take Wesley Iwundu. Who? Wesley Iwundu with the number 33 pick. They trade 25 and 35. We want to get your thoughts at 844-225-5580. That's 844-225-5580. The text is 21232, also on Twitter, at ESPN580. Nick, and we did a ton of work on Twitter last night, people. Magic Twitter, way to keep your game up last night. That was a ton of fun until it wasn't. You can also get my buddy Jerry Daniels at the Jerry Daniels as well. We got a full 2 hours to fill, and we're going to have no problem doing it. I'm psyched to talk about the NBA draft, to talk about NBA free agency. It is the best time of the year for NBA rumors and all that stuff, and we are going to talk about it all here.
Last night, we lived up to it.
It was great. It did. It absolutely lived up to it. Let's get to the top six at six, the top trending tops around Orlando. And guess what? They're all NBA.
And now, the top six at six. One.
That's not 100% true. We have one non-NBA story that made the top six, but I just want to, you know, lay that out there. It is our Yuengling six-pack right here on ESPN's Live, Local, and Loud, brought to you by our friends at Yuengling, America's oldest brewery since 1829. Yuengling Summer Wheat is out. Make sure you get a chance to try it. You can try it at a Florida League game. Check out more information on Orlando's best baseball at floridaleague.com. Well, you heard it here live on ESPN 580. I actually saw it with 8,000 of my best friends down there at the Amway last night.
Yeah.
Crowd was in force. Got to see them walk in as everybody had to stop and get their picture taken with Scott Inez and Nikki Football.
That was fun. I had a good time with that. They put us in just the right spot.
It was great to see you guys hanging out with all the people and all that. That was good as well. But Orlando Magic pick the 6'10 freshman combo forward, Jonathan Isaac from Florida State University. I actually sat in this weird little FSU, like, romper station right there in the side of the court that I was on.
Sure.
With number two pick, well, not our, you know, our number two pick anyways, we picked Wesley Iwundu, senior from Kansas State. For those of you who don't know anything about him, he's a wingman. He's not 7'1", but his wingspan is 7'1".
Yes. 3-and-D guy.
This guy could almost fly.
Listen, guess what? I mean, they took a 4-year college version kind of Jonathan Isaac at 33. I've been telling you since they were hired that John Hammond and Jeff Weltman are going to go long and athletic. Yeah, yeah. They're going to go Greek freak style. And guess what? Magic fans seemed surprised last night. Well, listen up, okay? That's what they did.
You told them. You nailed this pick, too,
I liked both the picks. So the Jonathan Isaac one felt kind of obvious. The Iwundu one I did not see coming, but I do like that pick a lot. We're going to break all this down. We want to get your thoughts on it. 844-225-5580. The text is 21232.
Two.
Well, every list I saw today of the winners and losers, one thing was consistent.
Yeah.
Chicago was a loser. Why? Well, part of the reason was because the Minnesota Timberwolves kind of fleeced them with that Jimmy Butler trade. You kind of went off on Twitter immediately after it happening. Kind of broke mid-draft, too.
It did. I mean, it started just as they kind of, as the draft got started. And here's the thing. I liked the draft move for Chicago until I found out that they gave up the 16th pick as well. So hold on a minute here, okay? Minnesota gives up Chris Dunn, who some believe is a bust, Zach LaVine, yeah, who blew out his knee last year, and the number 7 pick. They get the best player in the trade, yeah, and they still get a first-round pick. The only thing missing from this trade was a mask and a gun, because Minnesota robbed the Chicago Bulls. This is a update your resume type of trade for Chicago, because they're on their way out.
Okay, timeout. In fairness, they want to rebuild. So they're going to buy out Wade. They're going to buy
Wade's
out Rondo.
Wade's going to get his money and get to play with the Cavs next year.
And they're going to buy out Rondo.
Yes.
Who might go to the Cavs too. Mm. And I have a lot of hope for it. And here's the thing that really matters. They hated Butler. He's not a guy you build a team around. But here's the deal. this guy named Thibodeau. You ever heard of him?
Yeah, Tommy's the coach.
He likes him.
He does a lot. He likes him a lot. Tom Thibodeau got his guy, and I like Minnesota to make the playoffs next year. Now, that's a great core they have with Towns, Wiggins, and Butler, who's a pro. They're going to play a lot of defense.
I took one more thing out of this.
What's that?
John Paxson's an idiot, but we'll talk more about that in the second
hour.
Yeah,
he can hit threes, but he got fleeced in this trade.
Three.
All right, sticking with the NBA. I guess we kind of promised you that. Boston,
you're welcome.
Boston was the story early on in this draft. They got the number one pick. Then they traded out for the number three pick because their guy wasn't up at the top. Some other interesting things out of it. A very kind of testy Ainge last night. Is testy the good word for it?
Yeah, Danny Ainge. Yeah, he was not happy about a couple of things.
All right. One, they were never in the Butler talks. So all these rumors about Butler.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, that's weird.
And then number two, Josh Jackson was never going to be playing for the Celtics because apparently Ainge got on a plane to fly all the way to Sacramento.
Yeah.
And they canceled it mid-flight. Not the Celtics, Mr. Jackson's people.
Yeah, you don't do that. You don't. You don't disrespect Danny Ainge. You don't disrespect the Boston Celtics. I don't care if you want to play for Boston or not. And I do have a bit of a problem with all the reindeer games that these agents are playing. I think Josh Jackson's agent was afraid of Josh Jackson going to Boston and being buried on the bench there in Brad Stevens' rotation behind all of those guys, Avery Bradley and Marcus Smart and some of the other guys, Jay Crowder on that team. I don't like these reindeer games. And as much as I like Jonathan Isaac as well, we're going to play the cut later. He talked to Scott Inez about the fact that he didn't work out for any of the teams outside of the top four. I don't like that either, you know, but you do not have an appointment with Danny Ainge, have him get on a plane to fly to see you and then cancel it mid-flight. I think that's very disrespectful. And you know what? It's bad juju, man. Like, it's bad karma for the basketball gods. Don't do that. I don't like it.
Four.
Reported by the Vertical, Blake Griffin has opted out of his contract with the Los Angeles Clippers, and according to news sources close to the situation with ESPN.com, Chris Paul will make the same announcement within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, Woj bomb. We expected this, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, we expected this.
I expected Griffin. I thought there was a chance Paul might stick around.
I don't think players don't normally do the whole opt-in thing unless they're old or injured, unless they think that there is that money that they're going to get with the opt-in is not out there on the market. That money's out there for both of these guys. And for Blake Griffin, the rumors are strong. Is he going to go to Boston? Apparently they're after him, Miami as well. Or is he going to stick with the Clippers? Jerry West going into LA to be kind of an advisor with the Clippers kind of messes with whether or not you can kind of foresee what's going to happen here. I'll be very intrigued to see where Blake Griffin ends up in another team, Oklahoma City. Is he going to go there? But I can't wait to see kind of what happens.
Five.
All right. The one non-basketball story to slip into the top six at six. This is your Yuengling six-pack. Here's what I got to tell you. Yuengling's doing this thing now. It's pretty cool. It's called Yuengling 2-Day Fresh Beer. Check it out. Now we're going to be doing it at ABC Liquor near you, where we have displays where beer gets to the ABC Liquor, and it was brewed 2 days prior. For some of that fresh beer, make sure you check out an ABC Fine Wine and Spirits near you. All right, tonight, Game 6, Florida versus TCU. Florida already pounded TCU once. Now they get a chance to do it again. If they win tonight, they find themselves in the College World Series final. That games will start Monday, June 26th. It's the best of three series. Go Gators. Pretty excited about this.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin O'Sullivan's done a great job with that program. He always seems to have pitching on pitching on pitching and a couple of dudes that can really swing the bats as well. This feels like one of the most complete teams he's put together, though, and this run has been a whole lot of fun to watch.
Six.
All right, well, the number six trending story last night was what the heck is going on with nothing happened with our friends out in Sacramento. Nothing was done. None
the
of
Kings?
These big trades. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, they traded 10 for 15 and 20, which, by the way, was a very nice trade as well.
That was, but nothing with five, no other big moves. The over-under was killed. I should have pounded under on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Less trades, less moves, less everything.
I liked Sacramento's draft. I thought they brought in some very nice players. They kept five. They took De'Aaron Fox there. Here's the thing that stood out to me. Sacramento didn't get dumb. Like, that was the real shocker of the draft. Sacramento didn't get dumb. They didn't do anything stupid. I thought they did a really nice job. They go out. They get De'Aaron Fox. They got the other Justin Jackson was the other kid they got as well. A couple of the other names are eluding me as well. Did they get Harry Giles? No, I don't think so. But they made a couple of very nice picks in this draft. I just remember coming away from it saying, I liked what Sacramento did. They got a couple of nice young pieces. Now, did they develop them? That's the real question with Sacramento.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is now, you know, I got a chance to listen to that was great interview, by the way, with Scott Inez and our new guy here. But, you know, the funny thing
Jeff
about
Weltman,
that. Jeff
Weltman. But Jonathan Isaac.
No, Jonathan Isaac. Both interviews were great. But what stuck out to me is just how young these kids are. And, you know, if listening to Scott Inez talk to any 19-year-old is kind of entertaining.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Oh, by the way, just to throw that out there, they did. They got Harry Giles. They got the guy I wanted the Magic to take at 25. They got De'Aaron Fox. They got Justin Jackson from Carolina. And Duke forward Harry Giles in the first round. And also Frank Mason the third. That's a ton of talent they got there. I really did like the draft.
No green room disasters last night.
No.
Like, no real embarrassments.
I mean,
know?
Like Malik Monk fell, which John Calipari was not happy about, but he ends up in a good place in Charlotte.
Yeah. Which is funny. You think that benefits him anything with Jordan?
I don't know how much Jordan really plays into it. I just think he's playing for a good coach, and they need a whole lot of shooting there.
Will he help Dwight Howard out?
Playing with Dwight will help him, because Dwight on the inside is going to help him space the floor a little bit. It's the whole shooters outside of Dwight Howard thing.
Coming up next, we're going to give you the best of the best right here on ESPN 580. It is our ESPN Rewind, just like the rewind and flavor you get for an ice-cold Yuengling. This is Live, Local, and Loud.